在我们礼拜堂有一位杨弟兄。
There's a Mr. Yang in our church.
他们一家四个人，夫妇两个和两个孩子都参加教会。
Mr. and Mrs. Yang and their two children, all come to this church.
这位杨先生他得了心脏病。
Mr. Yang has a recent heart attack.
昨天住到Torrance 这个 Little Company of Mary 这个医院里面。
He entered the Little Company of Mary Hospital, yesterday.
明天一早七点钟他要心脏开刀。
He would be having a open heart surgery tomorrow morning at 7.
听说他心脏附近的一个血管呢95%都堵塞了，很危险。
There's clogging in his artery, the main artery in his heart.
所以请大家特别为这位杨弟兄祷告。
Please keep Mr. Yang in your prayers.
为他的太太祷告。
Pray for his wife also.
他的儿子就是 Jason, 他的女儿就是 Stella, 他们参加青年传奇和主日学校。
His son Jason and their daughter Stella.
我想我们现在大家一同祷告。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
亲爱的天父，
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们知道你随时随刻都看顾我们。
We know that you always look after us.
有些时候有一些意外的事临到我们。
Sometimes there are unexpected things happening to us.
我们相信也有你美好的旨意。
We know that it's in your will.
我们求你借着这许多事情坚固我们对你的信心。
Please use these things to strengthen our faith.
我们特别为这个在患难中的姓杨的这个家庭祷告。
We especially pray for the Yangs who are in difficulty times.
杨弟兄已经在医院。
Mr. Yang is in the hospital.
求你给他从天而来的平安。
Please give him peace from above.
让他把他的生命把一切都交托给神。
So that he could put his life before you.
我们为医院的医生和护士祷告。
We pray for the doctors and the nurses in the hospital.
让他们有从神来的爱心。
So that they have the love coming from above.
让他们照顾病人有从神来的温柔。
So that they could care with the love from above.
今天早晨杨弟兄要有经过这个心脏开刀的手术。
When tomorrow morning Mr. Yang undergoes the open heart surgery,
我们求你带领他顺利。
Please guide him all the way through.
让他能够康复起来和我们一同的敬拜神。
So that he would regain his strength so that he could come here again and worship.
安慰他的太太和他的儿子女儿。
Please comfort his wife andtheir children.
我们把他们四个人恭敬地交在主的手中。
We give all four of them in your hands.
你不会使我们失望。
We trust that you will not disappoint us.
今天早晨凡来到圣殿中的人，求你赐福每一位。
Please bless everyone that have come before you today.
我们要打开你的圣经。
We open your words.
使我们一个饥渴的心。
So that we thirst for your words.
让我们更多地认识耶稣基督。
So that we could know Jesus Christ more.
让耶稣基督在我们每一个人的心中占据更高一点的地位。
So that Jesus Christ would occupy a higher place in our hearts.
祷告奉主的圣名。
In your own words. In your own name.
Amen.
Amen.
希伯来书第一章第一节。
Please open your Bible to.Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1.
希伯来书第一章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1.
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖。
God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers and the prophets in many portions and in many ways.
就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。
In these last days has spoken to us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有。他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
And he is the radiance of his glory, an exact representation of his nature, and upholds all things by the word of his power. When he had made purification of sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high.
新约圣经的二十七卷中有二十一卷都是书信。
Among the 27 books of the New Testament, there are 21 epistles.
我们在过去的几个主日中已经介绍过保罗所写的十三卷书信。
We have talked about the 13 epistles that Paul wrote.
在以后的主日我们要介绍雅各所写的书信。
We, in the following Sundays, are going to introduce the epistles written by James.
彼得所写的书信。
Those by Peter.
约翰所写的书信。
By John.
犹大所写的书信。今天呢，我们要介绍希伯来书。
Today we're going to study Hebrews.
希伯来书的作者是谁？
Who is the author of Hebrews?
有一些圣经的学者说是保罗，有一些说不是保罗。
Some Bible scholars say it's written by Paul. Some others say it is not.
我们不能够确定。
We don't know who the author of Hebrews would be.
可是我盼望大家注意这一卷书的名称。
But pay attention to the name of this epistle.
希伯来书。
Hebrews.
希伯来是一个民族的名称。
Hebrews is the name of a race.
这个希伯来人也称为犹太人。
Hebrews are also named Jews.
希伯来人也称为以色列人。
And also Israelis.
希伯来是什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of Hebrew?
希伯来这个意思就是过河。
It means crossing a river.
为什么这个民族会得到这个名称呢？
Why does this particular race acquire this particular name?
这跟他们的祖先亚伯拉罕有关系的。
Because it's intimately connected to their ancestor, Abraham.
圣经上告诉我们亚伯拉罕他本来是住在一条大河的东边。
Abraham used to live to the east of a river.
在那个河东边的人都是敬拜假神的人。
To the east of the river, the people there worship idols.
他们敬拜什么呢？他们敬拜天上的月亮。
They worship the moon.
神知道亚伯拉罕这个人，他有一颗心要认识天上的真神。
God knows that Abraham desired to know the true God.
所以神就呼召亚伯拉罕，你离开你的家，离开你的亲族。跟着我走。
So God told Abraham to leave his family and his the people living near him to follow God.
亚伯拉罕，我要带领你到河的那边去。
God wanted to bring Abraham across the river.
我要带领你到迦南地区，在那里建立一个好的国家。
To Canaan, to build a country.
所以亚伯拉罕他就跟着神的吩咐过河。
So Abraham followedGod across the river.
亚伯拉罕是第一个希伯来人。
Abraham was the first Hebrew.
在河的东边跟河的西边大不相同。
The east and the west of the river differed in many ways.
这个河使他过一个分别为圣的生活。
This river enabled him to lead a pure life.
神要我们基督徒也过这个分别为圣的生活。
God wanted Christians to also, by crossing this spiritual river, to lead a pure life.
神怎么样带领亚伯拉罕从河的东边到河的西边？耶稣基督也带领我们基督徒从罪恶的这一边过到圣洁的那一边。
How God led Abraham from the east to west Jesus Christ also wanted us to cross the river from the world of sin to the world of cleanliness.
希伯来书是圣灵感动人所写的。
Hebrews was inspired by the Holy Spirit.
主要的意思是向他们介绍耶稣基督。
To introduce Jesus Christ.
希伯来人呢，你们大家注意。
Hebrews, take heed.
从前神怎么样带领我们的祖先过河？
How God led our ancestors to cross this river.
神今天也借着救主耶稣基督带领我们从罪恶进到圣洁。
Jesus Christ is going to lead us from the world of sin and cross this spiritual river to the world of cleanliness.
刚才我们所念的三节圣经讲到耶稣基督和我们三方面的关系。
The three verses...talked about the three relationships that Christ has with us.
第一
First,
讲到耶稣基督把有关神的事情告诉我们。
Jesus Christ tells of God.
第一节
First verse.
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们。
God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers and the prophets in many portions and in many ways, in these last days he has spoken to us in his Son.
这里所提到古时的众先知，包括摩西、大卫、以利亚，很多的先知。
Talks about the ancestors, Moses, Elijah, and David.
神曾经借着他们告诉我们很多关于神的事情。
Tells about many things about God.
可是神觉得还不够。
And God thought that it's not sufficient.
神就在末世差遣他亲自的独一的儿子耶稣基督到世界上来。
So God sent during these last days his son to come to this world.
我们若是把耶稣的教训和那些古代的先知的教训做一个比较，就发现耶稣所讲的是更彻底的，是更完全的。
When we compare the teachings from the Moses, Elijah, with the teachings from Jesus Christ, we would soon find out that the teachings from Jesus Christ are by far the more overwhelming.
为什么呢？
Why is this?
第三节。
Third verse.
这里讲到耶稣基督，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
Because, and he is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature.And uphold all things.
古代的那些先知们，他们不过像一个反射光的镜子一样，而耶稣基督他是把神自己的荣耀显出来。
The prophets of old are just like a mirror, reflecting radiance. But Jesus Christ is the radiator, radiating God's glory.
古代的那些先知不过是神所拣选的人，而耶稣基督他是神本体的真相，他就是代表神。
The prophets of old are chosen by God, but Jesus Christ, he himself is God.
耶稣跟我们第一个关系就是讲到他把神介绍给我们，他把神启示给我们。
Jesus Christ introduced God to us, he points out the subtleties of God to us.
第二方面的关系
Second, relationship.
这是讲到神跟这个被创造的宇宙之间的关系。
It tells about the relationship between God and the things that he created.
第一，这里讲到神创造了诸世界。
It talks about how God made the world.
不单单是一个世界，这个宇宙非常大，圣经上讲到诸世界。
Not just our world, but the whole universe.
第二方面是讲到神用他全能的命令托住万有。
Secondly, he talks about God upholding all things by the word of his power.
神所创造的东西今天还是按照神的旨意正在那里进行，好像这个星球在运转啊，这个春夏秋冬在不断的演变，这就是按照神的命令在进行的。
According to the will of God, the heavens revolve around each other.And summer turns into spring, and spring turns into summer, just according to his will.
第三方面，这里讲到有一天到了世界末了的时候， 耶稣基督他要承受天地万有。
Thirdly, during the last days, Jesus Christ is going to inherit all things.
那个时候世界上只有一个国家，耶稣是全世界的、全宇宙的大君王。
There's going to be just one country, and Christ is the head of this one country.
这里讲到耶稣基督有三个名称。
Jesus Christ has three names.
他是创造者，他是托住万有者，他是承受万有者。
He is the creator, he is the upholder, and he is the inheritor.
耶稣基督跟我们第三方面的关系。
The third relationship Christ has with us.
这是讲到我们属灵一方面的关系。
The spiritual things.
讲到耶稣基督把我们从罪恶里救出。
How Christ took us from the world of sin.
他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
How he made purification of sins and then sat at the right hand of the majesty on high.
他洗净了人的罪，就是指着十字架说的。
True purification of sins points to his task on the cross.
他坐在高天至大者的右边，就是指着耶稣基督的冠冕说的。
Sitting down on the right hand of his of the majesty on high talks about the crown that Christ inherited.
经过了十字架，然后得到了冠冕。
Through the cross and then the crown.
我们感谢耶稣基督，他把神的事情启示给我们，他创造了我们，他又救赎了我们。
We thank Christ for pointing out the subtleties of God. He saved us and inherited the world.
在我们刚才所念的第三节圣经的末了提到神的时候，在中文的圣经啊，用这样的一个词，高天至大者，至大者，最大的那一位。
In the third, at the end of the third verse, it talks about the majesty on high.
在中文圣经的意思就是讲到最伟大的那一位。
The highest of the high.
我们再看希伯来书六章十三节，你会看这个意思更清楚。
Turn to Hebrews chapter 6 verse 3 and you would see this better.
六章十三节
chapter 6 verse 13.
当初神应许亚伯拉罕的时候，因为没有比自己更大可以指着启示的，就指着自己启示。
For when God made the promise to Abraham,Since he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself.
没有一位比神更大，所以神是最大。
There's no one higher than God, and God is the highest.
有一首诗这样写。
There is a poem written thusly.
是谁创造了山？
Who made the mountain?
是谁创造了树？
Who made the tree?
是谁使江河流向海洋？
Who made the river flow to the sea?
又是谁将月亮悬挂在满天星斗的空中？
And who hang the moon in the starry sky?
有一位比你我都大。
Somebody bigger than you and I.
春天来了，是谁使那些花朵开遍了田野？
Who makes the flowers bloom in the spring?
是谁给那些鸟儿编造了歌曲让他们歌唱？
Who writes the songs for the robins to sing?
当大地干燥的时候，是谁使天上的雨降下来？
And who sends the rain when the earth is dry?
有一位比你我都更大。
Somebody bigger than you and I.
希伯来书主要的意思是告诉这些希伯来人，耶稣基督比谁都更伟大。
The theme of Hebrews is to tell the Hebrews that Christ is bigger than all.
希伯来人跟我们中国人一样，很尊敬他们的祖先。
The Jews respect their ancestors, much like the Chinese respect our ancestors.
有很多的犹太人他们看不起耶稣。
Many Jews have disdain for Christ.
他们觉得摩西比耶稣伟大得多。
They think that Moses is greater than Christ.
所以法利赛人他们自称他们是摩西的门徒。
When the Pharisees address themselves as the followers as Moses.
他们把摩西看得很高很高。
They place Moses higher than Christ.
哦，他们觉得耶稣算不了什么，他不过是一个穷木匠。
They think that Christ is just a poor cat, a carpenter.
耶稣的门徒也有同样的看法。
Even the followers of Christ have the same view, the disciples.
大家还记得耶稣带领三个门徒到那个山上耶稣变相的那件事吗？
The apostles, I mean. When we think of the transfiguration on the mountain,
耶稣在那个高山上变相的时候，以利亚、摩西同时都显现。
When Christ transfigured, Moses and Elijah also appeared.
彼得他觉得非常兴奋。
Peter was very much excited.
他对耶稣说：“好不好？你答应我们在这里建筑三座棚，一座给你，一座给摩西，一座给以利亚。”
So he suggested that they build three tabernacles, one for Christ.The other for Moses, and yet the third for Elijah.
在彼得的心目中，他认为耶稣很伟大，他比一般的人好一些。他认为耶稣很伟大，可是呢，耶稣不过是跟摩西、以利亚同样的伟大。
Peter knew that Christ was great, but he thought that Christ was just equivalent to Moses and Elijah.
希伯来书是告诉我们，即使这样的看法也是不对的，因为摩西、以利亚还是赶不上耶稣那么伟大。
Hebrews tells us that Moses, Elijah are not as great as Christ.
我们看第三章第一节。
Chapter 3:1.
同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider Jesus the apostle and high priest of our confession.
在这里讲到耶稣基督两个身份，一个是使者，一个是大祭司。
It tells of Christ as being two beings. One is the apostle and the other is high priest.
使者就是代表神向人说话的。
Apostle means representing God to speak to the masses.
大祭司就是代表人向神祷告的。
Being a high priest means representing people to pray to God.
我们在这里看耶稣基督啊，他也是使者，他也是大祭司。
When we consider Jesus Christ is both the apostle and the high priest.
我再念第二节。
Second verse.
他为那设立他的敬忠，如同摩西，大家看你们这里提到摩西，如同摩西在神的全家敬忠一样，他比摩西算是更配多得荣耀。好像建造房屋的比房屋更尊荣，因为房屋都必有人建造，但建造万物的就是神。
He was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was in all his house. For he has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, by just so much as the builder of the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God.
在这个地方把耶稣和摩西做一个比较。
It compares Moses with Christ.
摩西好像一个人所建造的房屋，那个建造房屋的人一定比那个房屋更伟大。
It puts Moses in the light of a house being built, and the builder is always greater than that being built.
摩西是一个被神创造的人，无论他怎么伟大，他没有神本身更伟大，对不对？
Because Moses was created by God, he can never be greater than the creator.
我手里面 有一幅非常漂亮的图画，讲到这个夕阳的景色。
I have a beautiful poster here. It portrays the sea and the sky.
我很喜欢这里所印的一句话。
I like this verse here very much.
我想请 Stewart 念出来大家听啊。
All I have seen teaches me to trust the Creator for all I have not seen.
这句话很好，是不是？
It's a very good phrase.
请 Stewart 再念一次，好吗？大家注意听啊。
All I have seen teaches me to trust the Creator for all I have not seen.
懂得英文的弟兄姐妹懂得这个意思。
Those who understand English know the meaning of this phrase.
虽然我们看不见创造宇宙的万物，可是我们所看得见的这些伟大的创造的东西，就让我们想到那个看不见的那位伟大的创造者。
Although we cannot see all of God's creations, but those we have seen can lead us to believe the power and the glory of the Creator.
所有伟大的人物也都是这样。
Many,
无论他怎么伟大，创造他的神耶稣基督一定比他更伟大。
There are many great people. No matter how great they are,They can never be greater than the one that created them.
我们再看第五节
Fifth verse, chapter 3.
摩西为仆人，在神的全家诚然敬忠，为要证明将来必传说的事，但基督为儿子，治理神的家。
Now Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant.For testimony of those things which were to be spoken later. But Christ was faithful as a son over his house.
在这里用另外一个角度把耶稣基督和摩西比较一下。
We compare Christ with Moses from a different angle.
这里是讲到他们两个人不同的地位、身份。
It talks about the different positions that Moses and Christ occupy.
圣经上好些个地方讲到摩西他服侍神，他是一位最忠心的神的仆人。
In many places in the Bible, it tells of Moses being a very faithful servant for God.
可是耶稣呢？耶稣他是神的儿子。
But Christ is the Son of God.
一个仆人无论他怎么样的有才干，他怎么样的忠心，可是他的地位总是赶不上那个主人的儿子。
No matter how faithful and how talented a servant is, his position could never be higher than the son of God.
大家看得出来吗？希伯来书的作者用这个比较的方法显出来，耶稣比你们所崇拜的那个伟人更伟大。
Hebrews tells you that Christ is higher than whatever great people that you admire.
创造者一定比那个受造者更伟大。
The creator is always greater than the created.
神的儿子一定比神的仆人更伟大。
The son of God is always greater than the servants of God.
不但是这样，耶稣所做的工作比摩西所做的工作也是更伟大。
Not only this, but the works that Christ has accomplished is greater than the works that Moses has.
摩西把神的律法带给我们。
Moses gave us the laws of God.
耶稣基督把神的福音带给我们。
Christ brings the gospel of God.
福音比律法更伟大。
The gospels are greater than the law.
律法告诉我们什么事情我们应当做，什么事情我们不应当做。
The law tells of the do's and don'ts.
一个人在看这个摩西的律法的时候，他好像照一面镜子，他会发现，哎呀，很多我应当做的没有做，我不应当做的都做了。
The law tells, just like a mirror, that of the many things that we ought to do, we have not done, and of the many things that we ought to do, we have not done.And of the many things that we ought not to do, we have done.
律法只能够让我们看出来我们是一个有罪的人。
The law tells of our sins.
律法不能够使我们得救。
it cannot save us from our sins.
可是耶稣来了，他把福音带给我们。
But Christ brings his gospel.
福音就是耶稣基督为我们的罪死在十字架上。
He died on the cross for our sins.
一个人在读律法的时候，好像照镜子，看见自己脸上很脏。
The laws, enables us to find out that we are very ugly, just like standing before the mirror.
Dirty, 脏，脸上脏。
Dirty face.
可是没有一个人拿那个镜子来擦他的脸。
But nobody cleans his face with the mirror.
你要拿一个手破来擦。
You have to use a handkerchief.
这就是福音，耶稣的血洗净我们的罪。
This is the gospel. The blood of Christ cleanses our sins.
摩西所带给我们的律法只能使人被定罪。
The laws of Moses only could because of our sins convict us.
耶稣基督所带给我们的福音真的能够把我们从罪恶里救出来。
But Christ can save us from our sins.
犹太人非常的崇拜摩西，哎呀，你们崇拜摩西，不应当更敬拜耶稣基督吗？
The Jews worship Moses, but we should worship Christ much, much more.
你们这些自认为摩西门徒的人，你们轻看耶稣基督，你们是犯了很大的错误。
That the Jews worshiping Moses and have disdain for Christ is committing a very big sin.
你们敬拜一个神所创造的人，而不敬拜那个创造那个人的神，你们是犯了一个很大的错误。
To worship those being created and not worship the creator, that is a big mistake.
你们尊敬神的仆人，不敬拜神的儿子，这也是一个很大的错误。
To respect the servants of God and not worship the creator, the son of God, that's a big sin.
你们遵行律法，却拒绝了耶稣基督真的能够救你的福音，这是一个最大的错误。
To abide by the laws and to refuse the gospel and salvation, that is a colossal mistake.
摩西是以色列人第一个大的领袖。
Moses was the first great leader of the Jews.
以色列人非常尊敬他。
The Jews respect him.Much.
他们还尊敬另外一个人。
They also respect one other.
那一个人是他们宗教方面的领袖。
He's the spiritual leader.
这个人是大祭司亚伦。
That is the high priest Aaron.
我们知道以色列人呢，他们有一个会幕。
The Jews have a tabernacle.
就是在旷野行走的那些年间，他们也常常在会幕里面敬拜神呢。
When they were in the wandering in the deserts, they worshipped their God in this tabernacle.
神在犹太人中间特别拣选了一些人，让他们做祭司。
God selected some among the Jews to be priests.
他们比较更靠近神。
So that they could be closer to God.
一般的犹太人都很尊敬那些神所拣选的祭司们。
The Jews respect their priests.
因为要拣选一个祭司有很严格的条件。
It's a very stringent requirement for their priests.
在这个祭司的当中啊，有一个最高的领袖，就是这个大祭司。
There's among these priests a high priest. He is the highest.
那是全国宗教最高的领袖。
He is the topmost spiritual leader of the whole country.
这个亚伦是谁？他就是第一任的大祭司。
Aaron was the first.High priest.
他是非常受尊敬的一个人。
He is much respected.
他在会幕里面代表全国的人向神献祭。
He represents all the people to offer sacrifices to God in this tabernacle.
他常常在圣殿里献祭。
He often offers sacrifices.
在犹太人的规矩里面，一年只有一次，那个大祭司能够进到那个至圣所里。只有他一个人有资格进到那个至圣所里向神献祭。
Once a year, this only high priest was able to enter the holiest of the holy, in the tabernacle to offer sacrifices.
所以犹太人非常尊敬他。
So the Jews respect him much.
希伯来书把亚伦和耶稣基督也做一个比较。
Hebrews compares Aaron with Christ.
非常有意思，我们来看。第四章
Chapter 4,
第14节,
verse 14.
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司, 就是神的儿子耶稣, 便当持定所承认的道。
Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession.
这一节圣经讲到耶稣基督是在天上的神的面前代表我们的那个大祭司。
This verse tells of Christ being the high priest for us before God.
15节,
15, verse 15.
因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样。注意下面说，只是他没有犯罪。
For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses.
这里讲到,
but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin.
在这一节圣经告诉我们，耶稣基督他从来没有犯过罪。
This verse tells of Christ never had committed sins.
16节是给我们一个很好的鼓励。
Verse 15 encourages us.
所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前, 为要得连续蒙恩惠做随时的帮助。
Let us therefore draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and may find grace to help in time of need.
这个三节圣经是讲到耶稣基督是我们的大祭司。
These three verses tells of Christ as being our high priest.
我们再看第5章第1节。
Chapter 5, verse 1.
下面的几节圣经是讲到亚伦这个人间的大祭司。
It tells of Aaron being the high priest among the people.
5章1节。
Chapter 5, verse 1.
凡从人间挑选的大祭司, 这里讲到从人间选的, 那就是亚伦。
For every high priest taken from among men, this would be in reference to Aaron.
是奉派替人办理赎神的事, 为要献上礼物和赎罪祭, 这里提到赎罪的祭。
Is appointed on behalf of men in things pertaining to God, in order to offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. Gifts, offer gifts and sacrifices for sins.
这个赎罪祭就是一个人他什么时候发现自己有罪的时候, 他在神面前应当献的祭。
Whenever people find that they have sinned, they have to offer sacrifices for these sins, gifts and sacrifices.
第2节,
second verse.
他能够体恤那愚蒙的和失迷的人, 因为他自己也被软弱所困, 故此他理当为百姓, 和自己，大家注意，这个大祭司亚伦，他为百姓，他也为自己献祭赎罪。
He can deal gently with the ignorant and misguided, since he himself also is beset with weakness, and because of it, he's obligated to offer sacrifices for sins, as for the people, so also for himself. So he offers sacrifices both for the people and for himself.
你看在这个地方把耶稣和亚伦做两方面的比较。
It compares Aaron and Christ in two different ways.
耶稣基督实在比亚伦更伟大。
Christ is higher than Aaron.
耶稣基督是天上的大祭司，亚伦不过是地上的大祭司。天上的大祭司一定比地上的大祭司更尊荣。
Christ is the high priest from among high, but Aaron was the high priest on earth. So the high priest on high is greater than the high priest down here.
这里讲到耶稣基督他是没有罪的，从来没有一次耶稣向神做一个认罪的祷告。
And Christ has never committed sins, and Christ would never have had to confess his sins before God.
可是亚伦就不一样，亚伦他自己有罪。
But Aaron,
所以他也要为他自己的罪向神献那个赎罪祭。
So Aaron is different because he has sinned himself so that he has also to offer sacrifices for his sins before God.
这个没有罪的耶稣基督这位大祭司一定比那个有罪的亚伦那个大祭司更伟大，对不对？
So Christ being the high priest without sin is greater than Aaron being the high priest with sin.
我们再看第七章
7th chapter
23节
verse 23
七章第二十三节
chapter 7 verse 23
那些成为祭司的就是讲到亚伦啊，亚伦死了以后他的儿子做大祭司他的孙子做一个一个传续下来这里说那些成为祭司的数目本来很多因为有死阻隔不能长久
So it says and the former priests on the one hand existed in greater numbers because they were prevented by death from continuing Aaron was the first high priest and his descendants took their places as high priests
第二十四节
24
这是讲到耶稣基督
talks about Christ
说这一位他既然是永远长存的他祭司的职任就长久不更换
but he on the other hand because he abides forever holds his priesthood permanently
在那里去在天上他替我们祷告他永远远远做大祭司他不会再死
when Christ was raised from the dead he entered heaven and he represents us when he's being the high priest before God on high
人间的祭司过了几年过了几十年都要死的亚伦最多只能够服侍神几十年可是耶稣基督是永远的这个永远做大祭司的当然比那个几十年做大祭司的更伟大对不对
the high priest on earth passed Aaron was able to serve for a few decades but Jesus Christ being a high priest on high can be high priest forever so this high priest is greater than all high priests on earth
这是第三方面耶稣比亚伦更大
this is the third aspect on why Christ is greater than Aaron
我们再看二十七节
verse
27他不像那些大祭司每日必须先为自己的罪后为百姓的罪献祭因为他只是一次将自己献上就把这事成全了
Who does not need daily Christ does not need daily like those high priests to offer up sacrifices first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people because this he did once for all when he offered up himself
人间的祭司献祭每天都要献每天都要献每天都要献
The high priests on earth have to offer sacrifices every day
可是耶稣只有一次献祭就永远有功效
But Christ offered his sacrifice once and it lasted forever
耶稣这一次献祭就是在十字架上
This one sacrifice was accomplished on the cross
他不需要天天钉十字架
he did not need to be nailed to the cross daily
一次永远有效
once and it's good forever
耶稣这一次的献祭比那些地上的大祭司每天每天都献当然更伟大
the sacrifice that Christ has offered on the cross is greater than all of the daily sacrifices
这是第四方面
this is the fourth aspect
讲到这里我要顺便地提到一件事情
I would mention as a side comment
你们知道天主教他们有这个弥撒
You know of the masses that Catholics have to observe
弥撒是怎么一回事
What is this thing called the mass
弥撒就是向神献祭
The mass is the sacrifice to God
天主教的人不明白刚才我们所念的这个希伯来书
听中国人唱美国歌并不稀奇听美国人唱中国歌就很稀奇今天上次班唱的最好的就是唱
very unusual to see a Chinese singing an English song but it's rather unusual to see aAmerican singing a Chinese song and today I believe Tom was the best in the whole choir
几个礼拜以前我曾经送给大家一份这个英文的文章是很有帮助的
I distributed a particular article English article
今天我散会以后要在门口送给大家一份这个中文的一篇很好的文章，是王明道先生所写的。
Today after the service, I'll be distributing another short article written by Reverend Wong.
假如你会看中文的散会的时候，在门口请你告诉我，我要送一份给你。
So if you can read Chinese when you exit from the service, please ask for a copy from me.
祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
杨弟兄心脏开刀的手续能够顺利。
For the smooth surgery of Brother Young.
求主继续的赐福，使他完全康复。
We pray for Mr. Young that you will bring a speedy recovery for him.
天父，我们感谢你。
Father God, we also thank you.
Maryland 能够平安地生了一个小男孩。
For the smooth delivery of Maryland and Henry's new baby.
天父，我们感谢你。
Father, we also thank you.
好几位弟兄姐妹不久以前找到了新的工作。
Several brothers and sisters among us have found new jobs.
天父，我们感谢你。
Father, we also want to thank you.
有十位弟兄姐妹参加了基要真理班，不久以后要受洗做基督徒。
For the 10 brothers and sisters who have participated in the basic Christian class, and on Thanksgiving they will be baptized.
为这许多的事情我们感谢。
We thank you for many things in our lives.
我们也想到中间，我们中间有一些人需要我们带到。
We also remember those who need prayers at this moment.
有一些人正在找工作的，求主帮助他们。
Those of us who are in the process of looking for jobs.
有一些在外地求学的青年，求主保守他们。
Also, many students seeking for education, we ask you to lead them.
我们中间还有一些慕道的朋友，帮助他们能够相信耶稣，做基督徒。
We also pray for those who need to come to know Jesus, and we pray that they would accept Jesus into their life.
我们已经为美国选总统的事祷告。
Lord, we have already prayed for the presidential election coming up.
我们知道你听了我们的祷告。
We know that you have heard our prayers.
我们为未来的四年将要做总统的那个人祷告。
We pray for that one person who is to be our president for the next 4 years.
让他有敬畏神的心。
We pray that he'll have a fear of the Lord in his heart.
让他能够照着主的旨意带领
这个国家。Be able to lead this country based on godly principles.
神啊，我们求你带领我们今天看圣经的这一段时光。
Lord, we ask you now to bless the short time we have this morning to when we look into your word.
圣灵开导我们的心。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will open our eyes.
让我们能够认识耶稣。
Open our hearts so that we can see Jesus this morning.
让耶稣在我们心中占据最高的地位。
We pray that Jesus will occupy the highest position in our hearts this morning.
奉主的名。
We pray in his name.
Amen.
Amen.
希伯来书第三章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1.
所以我们应当，对不起，同蒙天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣，他为那设立他的敬中，如同摩西在神的全家敬中一样，他比摩西算是更配多得荣耀，好像建造房屋的比房屋更尊荣，因为房屋都必有人建造，但建造万物的就是神。摩西为仆人，在神的全家诚然敬中，为要证明将来必传说的事，但基督为儿子，治理神的家。我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 1. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession. He was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was in all his house. For he has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, by just so much as the builder of the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone.But the builder of all things is God. Now Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken later. But Christ was faithful as son over his house, whose house we are, if we hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope firm until the end.
希伯来书是写给希伯来人看的。
Hebrews is an epistle or a letter written for Hebrews.
亚伯拉罕是第一个希伯来人。
Abraham can be considered the first or the ancestor of all Hebrews.
神带领亚伯拉罕从河的东边到河的西边过一个新的生活。
God has led Abraham from the east bank of the Euphrates River to the west side of that.
所以亚伯拉罕的后代不应当单单信犹太教，也应当信耶稣。
So that the descendants of Abraham, not only they should believe in the Judaic belief, but they also need to believe in the person of Jesus.
我们不单单是要接受旧约圣经里的话，也要接受新约圣经里的话。
We not only need to accept all the words of the Old Testament, but we also need to accept same the words of the New Testament.
耶稣基督比一切伟大的人物更伟大。
Jesus is greater than all the great men of this world.
刚才所念的圣经告诉我们，耶稣比摩西伟大。
The passage we just read tells us that Jesus is greater than the greatest Jewish leader, which is Moses.
摩西是神的仆人，可是耶稣基督是神的儿子，那个地位更高。
Moses was a servant of God, but Jesus was the Son of God. You can see the difference of the two positions.
摩西是神所创造的一个人，创造者一定比被造者更伟大。
Moses.No matter how great he is still a created person. The creator is greater than any created things.
摩西所传的律法只能使我们被定罪，唯有耶稣所传的福音可以使我们得救。
The law Moses preached can only convict us and condemn us of our sins. But the preaching of Jesus has a message which is able to save us.
耶稣不但是比摩西伟大，比亚伦这个大祭司也伟大。
Jesus not only was greater than Moses, he was also greater than the high priest, which is Aaron.
耶稣是天上的大祭司，一定比地上的大祭司更伟大。
Jesus is the heavenly high priest, greater than the earthly high priest.
耶稣是没有罪的，亚伦是有罪的。
Even though Aaron was a high priest, he was still a sinner. He was still sinful. But Jesus is without sin.
亚伦做了几十年的大祭司以后，他死了，他的儿孙接续他。可是耶稣这位天上的大祭司，他是永远做大祭司。
Aaron was a high priest for several dozen years, and after that he died. But Jesus will be a high priest forever, as the scripture says.
亚伦和他的后代做祭司，天天献祭。可是耶稣在十字架上只有一次献祭，永远有功效。
Aaron and his descendants.The Levitical priests, they go in to perform sacrifices every day and every year. But Jesus goes in once and for all.
亚伦的后代他们是杀牛杀羊来献祭，可是耶稣是把他自己当作祭物。耶稣他流血，他的爱更伟大。
The Levitical priests, they sacrifice animals. They sacrifice the blood of the animals. But Jesus sacrificed himself. He shed his own personal blood.
耶稣不但是比犹太人中间伟大的人伟大，他比美国的伟大的人也伟大。
Jesus not only was greater than any of the Jewish leaders, but he is also greater than any American leaders.
有人曾经做了这样的一个统计。
Someone once took such a survey.
苏格拉底这位伟大的哲学家，他一生教导人有四十年。
Socrates, one of the great teachers of the old times, he spent 40 years teaching.
柏拉图教导学生有五十年。
Plato, Socrates' student, spent 50 years teaching.
亚里士多德也教导学生四十年。
Aristotle also spent 40 years in his teaching ministry.
可是耶稣传道只有三年。
But Jesus only spent 3 years of his life.Preaching.
你把这个三年和那个一百三十年放在一块比较，你会发现这三年的影响力超过那个一百三十年。
If you put the 130 years of Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle together with 3 years that Jesus spent, you can see a stark difference.
这是不是真的？
Isn't this true?
耶稣只活了三十三岁就死了。
Jesus died when he was 33.
亚历山大那个皇帝也是33岁死的。Alexander the Great.
Alexander the Great also died when he was 33.
可是他们两个人的死是大不相同的。
But the deaths of these two men were very different.
一个是为自己死的，一个是为别人死的。
One died for himself, the other one died for others.
一个人在死的时候很有荣耀，他死在他的宝座上。另外一个人在死的时候很羞辱，好像强盗一样死在十字架上。
One died when he was in his full glory, sitting on his throne, the throne of his empire, and the other one died in shame and in a very lowly state.
可是他们死了以后，结果大不相同。
But after their deaths, what happened were very different.
一个人在生前，他赚得了全世界，死后了什么都没有。
A person while he's living, he is possessing the entire empire of the worldly empire, but after he died, he had nothing.
另外一个，他生前连枕头的地方都没有，可是他死了以后，掌管了天上地下所有的权柄。
The other, while he was living, didn't even have a place to lay his head, but after he died, it is said that he was elevated to a position of authority above all authority of this.In the heaven and earth.
拿破仑失败以后，他曾经很感慨地说
，Napoleon after he failed.
亚历山大也好，凯撒大帝也好，我也好，我们所建立的帝国都是靠着武力建立的。可是耶稣所建立的国家是凭着爱心的，他的国家永远长存。
Napoleon after he failed, he said that whether it's me or whether it's Alexander the Great or Julius Caesar.All of our worldly empires were built based on power, force. But Jesus' kingdom is built based on love.
耶稣基督比世界上任何一个国家最伟大的人更伟大。
Jesus is greater than any world leaders that you can find.
这就是希伯来书所告诉我们的信息。
This is the message from the book of Hebrews to us Christians.
我们在座大多数都是中国人，我们最尊敬的中国人是谁呢？
Now let's take this a step further. Most of us here are Chinese. Who is the most respected person in the Chinese culture?
你问十个中国人，大概有八个、九个告诉你孔子最伟大。
You ask 10 Chinese, 8 or 9 of them will tell you Confucius was the greatest teacher.
孔子实在是一个很伟大的教育家、政治家。
It's true that Confucius was a great philosopher, a great teacher.
他的思想学说影响中国人。几千年
The ethics he taught influenced the Chinese people for thousands of years.
不但是中国人尊敬他，世界各国的人都尊敬他。
Not only Chinese, but many people in the world respected this teacher and his teachings.
有一次，我听见一个英国的绅士 English gentleman, 他说，假如一个人没有读过中国古代人的书。他最多只是受了一半的教育 half educated.
One English gentleman once said that if a person who has never read any of the ancient teachings or writings of China, no matter how much education he has, he's only half educated.
我们在座可能有一些的人看了很多孔孟的书，有一些年轻的人 A, B, C, 我怕你从来没有看过孔子所写的东西。
Many of us here have read many of the writings of Confucius, but some of the younger ones here, maybe you're American-born Chinese or ABCs, you have never had the chance to study Confucius.
我的国学根基很差，不过我试试看，啊，据我所知道的跟大家分享。
My Chinese, Education background is not really that strong, but this morning I'd like to use this little time anyway to share with you a little bit.
你们会发现 John 的这个国学很好，他会翻译。孔夫子写了有一篇文章是非常有名的。
One particular teaching written by Confucius is very famous.
礼记礼运大同篇。
It's called the Chapter of the Great Harmony.
我试试看慢慢的念啊，你们大家注意的听。
We're going to read this to you both in Chinese and English, and pay attention.
大道之行也，天下为公。
This is the great harmony by Confucius. When the great principle prevails, the world is a commonwealth.
选贤育能。
In which rulers are selected according to their wisdom and ability.
长信秀木。
Chinese is more efficient. Mutual confidence is promoted and good neighborliness cultivated.
故人不独亲其亲。
Hence, men do not regard as parents only their own parents.
不独子其子。
Nor do they treat as children only their own children.
使老有所终。
Provision is secure for the aged until death.
壮有所用。
Employment for the able bodies.
幼有所长。
And the means of growing up for the young.
鳏寡孤独废疾者皆有所养。
Helpless widows and widowers, orphans and the lonely are as well as the sick and the disabled are well cared for.
男有份，女有归。
Men have their respective occupations and women their homes.
或恶其弃于地也，不必藏于己。
They do not like to see wealth lying idle, yet they do not keep it for their own gratification.
利恶其不出于身也，不必畏己。
They despise indolence, yet they do not use their energies for their own benefit.
是故谋弊而不兴。
In this way, selfish schemings are repressed.
盗窃乱贼而不作。
And robbers, thieves, and other lawless men no longer exist.
故外户而不闭。
And there is no need for people to shut their outer doors.
是为大同。
This is called the Great Harmony.
几千年来，中国人很喜欢孔子所写的。
For thousands of years, Chinese people loved the writings of Confucius.
你会发现他的思想在五千年以前已经相当的新，相当的适合这个进步的社会。
You can sense that 5,000 years ago, the thinkings of the thinkings and philosophy of Confucius were already very much very progressive.
中国人帝王的制度一直是觉得天下是属于我们家的，可是孔子说大道之行也，天下为公。Many emperors said that the whole earth belongs to my family, but Confucius says the whole world is a commonwealth.
For example, many of the emperors, Chinese emperors, felt that when they're in power, they feel they own the whole world. The whole world belongs to them. But Confucius said that not true. The whole world is a commonwealth.
他的思想不但是人尊敬自己的父母，也要尊敬别人的父母；不但是爱自己的子弟，也爱别人的子弟。这是四海之内皆兄弟也。
He not only taught that we should respect our own parents, as many teachers have taught, but he said we should also respect others as if they were our own parents, and we should love others not only our own children, but love others as if they're our own children. This is the true brotherhood of man, I guess.
耶稣在圣经里面讲的话，假如你信了耶稣，无论你是哪一个种族的，哪一个国籍的，我们在主里面都是弟兄姐妹，这是同样的一个理想。
Now, very similar to this is Jesus' teaching. He said that if you are a Christian, then you are brother or sisters with all the other Christians. All the Christians are one family.
孔子他也为到那些年老的人、不能工作的人、生病的人、寡妇、鳏夫，为他们着想。这就好像我们今天的 social security system， 啊，想到一些不能够生活的人，怎么样帮助他们
？And Confucius was considerate toward the elderly, toward the sick, toward the orphans, toward the widows. This is very much similar to our social welfare today, the social security system, for example.
孔夫子他也有一种这个不自私的舍己的为别人的一种理想，所以他说不必所有的东西都一定是我的， 我所做的事情并不一定每一件都一定为我。
And Confucius also taught that we should not just be selfish. Not everything we do needs to be profitable for ourselves.
孔夫子有很多的学生，有一个学生的名字叫做子贡。
Confucius had many students, and one of his students is
子贡。
子贡。
有一次，子贡问这个老师说：“他说有一言而可以终身行之者乎？”意思就是说啊，老师，请你告诉我一件事情最重要的，我一生都要注意的。
So one day, this student 子贡 he asked Confucius, "Teacher, what is the one thing that is so important that I need to remember for the rest of my life?"
孔夫子回答说
，Confucius answered,
其恕乎？恕我就是饶恕。孔夫子觉得最重要的一件事情，一辈子都要做的，都要注意的，就是 forgiveness。
Confucius said the most important thing you need to remember for the rest of your life is forgiveness，
饶恕
，to forgive。
大家记得耶稣的门徒彼得有一次跟耶稣谈话的内容吗
？I don't know if you remember one time Peter was talking to Jesus。
彼得问耶稣说：“主啊，我的弟兄得罪我。”我当饶恕他几次呢？七次够不够呢
？Once Peter was asking Jesus, "If someone has done something to wrong me, against me, how many times should I forgive him? Seven times?"
耶稣说：“彼得，你错了，不是七次，是七十个七次。”
Jesus said, "Peter, you're wrong. Not seven times, but 70 times 7."
你看看。耶稣的教训，孔夫子的教训，非常的 match 一样。
You see that there's a very good match between the teachings of Jesus and teachings of Confucius.
若是你读了很多中国的古书，我劝你从现在开始，你多读一点圣经。
If you have studied a lot of Chinese ancient writings or Confucius teaching, I'd like to encourage you to start studying a little bit of the teaching of the Bible.
孔子和子贡的谈话没有停在这儿，他们还继续。
However, the conversation between Confucius and that one student of his did not end there.
孔子告诉子贡说：“己所不欲，勿施于人。你所不喜欢的事情，你不要做那件事情来对待别人。”
Confucius also said, "The things that you don't like to experience, don't do that to others."
这是中国人好喜欢的一句话。
This is a very famous proverb, Chinese proverb.
那么耶稣所讲的有一句话跟这个是很像的。
Jesus also said something which is very similar to this.
让我们看马太福音第七章第十二节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 12.
马太第七章第十二节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 12.
耶稣说：“无论何事，你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人。”
Matthew 7 verse 12. Therefore, whatever you want others to do for you, do so for them.
这两句话是不是很像呢？
Now these two phrases are very similar, right?
耶稣说。你愿意别人怎么对待你，你就怎么样对待别人。
Jesus said, "In whatever way you want others to treat you, this is the way that you should treat them."
啊，孔夫子讲的话跟耶稣讲的话很像。
Now, what Confucius said is very similar to what Jesus said.
让我再重复。
Let me repeat again.
孔夫子是说，你不喜欢别人怎么对你，你不要怎么样对待他。
Confucius says, "Whatever you don't like others to do to you, don't do it to them."
耶稣的话是说，你喜欢别人怎么对待你，你就怎么对待他。
Jesus said that whatever you like others to do for you, you do that for them.
这两句话很像，可是不一样。
These two phrases are very similar, but they're not quite the same.
一个是消极的，一个是积极的。
One is negative, the other one is positive.
一个是除去了破坏性的，可是另外一个是有建设性的。
One is destructive, the other one is constructive.
假如一个人完全照着孔夫子所说的话去做，一件坏事都没有。
If everyone will follow the teaching of Confucius, there will not be any wicked things done.
可是假如一个人照着耶稣基督的话去做，不但是没有坏事，有很多好事。
But Jesus took it a step further. If everyone will follow the teaching of Jesus, not only there won't be any wicked things done, but there will be many good things done.
这就是耶稣高明的地方。
This is where Jesus exceeded Confucius.
我在还没有信耶稣以前，我读了很多古代的书，我非常的佩服孔子。
Before I became a Christian, I read many of the Chinese ancient writings, and I had a lot of respect for Confucius.
孔子的思想比圣经的教训早进到我的心中来。
The teachings of Confucius enter into my life much earlier than the teaching of Jesus.
可是现在我要告诉大家，我觉得孔子所讲的话伟大，圣经的教训，耶稣所说的是更伟大。
But now, even though I believe that the teaching of Confucius is a very great teaching, but I feel the teaching of Jesus exceed much more than the teaching of Confucius.
我们中国人都说孔子是圣人。
We all said that Confucius was a
saint. 他不但是个好人，他是圣人。
Not only he was a good man, but he was a saint.
可是你在孔子所说的话里面，孔子所写的书里面，他没有一次说他是圣人。
But if you will read in Confucius' teaching, even though a lot of people said that he's a saint, never would you ever find in Confucius' own writing he claimed himself to be a saint.
他不但没有说他是圣人，他讲了一句话，很多人听了都害怕的话。
Not only he did not say he was a saint, he said something that many people, when they heard it, they were very fearful.
有一次有人问孔子，请问你祷告不祷告？
So, once somebody asked Confucius, do you ever pray?
孔夫子怎么回答呢？
Confucius answered.
啊，这句话你在孔子的书上你可以看见，不是我随便讲的。他怎么回答？
I'm not making this up. You can read this in Confucius' own writing. He answered.
他说，获罪于天，无所导也。他说，我得罪了天啊。古代的人说天就是神啊。他说我得罪了神啊，我还可以祷告什么呢？他不敢祷告。
He said, if I have sinned against heaven, or in the old days Chinese thinking, heaven implies, including whoever that is, the God who's up there. He said, if I have sinned against heaven, how do I dare even to pray?
在圣经里面记了一个很有趣的故事。
In the Bible, it records a very interesting story.
有一次有一个女人在犯淫乱罪的时候被人家抓到了，带到耶稣那儿去。
Once there was a woman who was caught in committing adultery.
那些人问耶稣说怎么对待她。
People asked Jesus, how should we deal with her?
耶稣怎么回答呢？
Jesus answered.
耶稣并没有说那个女人没有罪，她真的有罪。
Jesus never didn't say that she was sinless. She was sinful.
耶稣乃是告诉他们说，你们中间哪一个人没有罪，就可以定他的罪。
What Jesus said was that whoever among you who is without sin can judge her and can punish her.
他有罪是千真万确的事情，可是你们中间哪一个人能够说我你没有罪？
She has sinned, that's true, that's definitely true. But which one of you can say that you don't have sin in your life?
我们看这个记载是在马太，在约翰福音第八章。
This is recorded in John chapter 8.
请大家打开来看。
Let's turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章第七节。
John chapter 8 verse 7.
约翰八章七节。他们还是不住地问他，耶稣就直起腰来对他们说，你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头打他。
John chapter 8 verse 7. But when they persisted in asking him, Jesus straightened up and said to them, He who is without sin among you, let him be the first to throw a stone at her.
当大家反省自己的时候，没有一个人敢说我没有罪。
When everyone examines himself honestly, no one can say that he is without sin.
耶稣的意思就是说， 你若是也有罪，你就没有资格定你旁边的那个人的罪。
What Jesus is getting at is that if you have also sinned, then you have no right, you have no authority to judge the other person's sin who is next to you.
我们再看同一章的第四十六节。
Same chapter, verse 46.
这也是耶稣讲的话。
Jesus, these are also Jesus' personal words.
他问很多人，你们中间啊，四十六节，你们中间谁能够指证我有罪？
He said, which one of you convicts me of sin?
同一章的圣经里面有两个问题。第一个问题，耶稣问人，你们中间哪一个人没有罪？第二个问题，耶稣说，你们中间哪一个人能够说我有罪？
In the same chapter, Jesus posed two questions. First one says, which one among you is without sin? The second question is that which one among you can convict me of sin?
人人都有罪，只有耶稣基督没有罪。
Everyone has sinned, everyone is a sinner, except Jesus himself.
耶稣基督比一切伟大的人更伟大。
Jesus is greater than all the great men of this world.
我们人看人，有好人，有坏人。
When we look at each other, we see some good people, some bad people.
可是圣经上说世人都犯了罪，好人会犯罪，坏人也会犯罪。
But the Bible said all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Whether he's a good man or he's a wicked man, both have sinned.
一个软弱的人会犯罪，一个刚强的人他一不小心也会犯罪。
A person who is very weak can sin, but even a person who is very strong, if he's not careful, he will sin also.
圣经里面记载的大卫是一个很刚强的人。
The person David recorded in the Old Testament was a very strong person.
他跟那个巨人哥利亚打仗，凯旋回来的时候，好多的以色列妇女都在唱歌欢迎他。
When he came back from conquering Goliath, the giant, when he came back to Jerusalem, many women in the street were dancing and singing to him.
他们唱一个歌说扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。他们把大卫看得比当时的国王扫罗更伟大。
The lyric of the song goes something like this. Saul has killed thousands, but David 10,000s. Saul happened to be the king at that time. So these women were singing that David was greater than their king.
大卫在这样的情形之下没有骄傲，这是很难得的事情。
David, under that circumstances, did notbecome arrogant. So this is a very respect, we should respect that very much.
后来扫罗王嫉妒大卫，他要杀大卫。
Even David did not become proud, but Saul became jealous, and he schemed to kill David.
大卫有机会报仇的时候，他没有报仇。
And David had at least two times the opportunity to revenge on Saul, but he did not take those opportunities.
这也是大卫很伟大的地方。
This also deserves our respect.
可是这个伟大的人有一次遇见试探，他失败了，犯罪了，跌倒了。
But this great respectful man, later on, he was tempted, and he fell for the temptation. He sinned.
他犯了淫乱的罪。
He committed adultery.
圣经里面记载耶稣有十二个门徒。
The Bible records that Jesus had 12 disciples or 12 apostles.
彼得是十二个门徒中的领袖。
Peter was the leader among the 12.
彼得是一个非常刚强的人。
Peter is a person who is a very strong character.
他本来是打鱼的，他也有渔船。当耶稣呼召他的时候，他把一切都放下了，跟随耶稣，这是多么伟大的事情。
He was a fisherman. He had his own nets, his own boats. But when Jesus said to him, follow me, he forsake all the things he had and followed Jesus.
若是耶稣今天呼召你，你能够放下多少？ 10%? 20%? 彼得 100%, 完全放弃了。
If Jesus were to call you today, how much can you leave behind? 10%, 20%? Well, Peter left behind everything he had.
他跟随耶稣三年。
He followed Jesus for 3 years.
后来他发现反对耶稣的人越来越多，可是他还是一直跟随耶稣。
And toward the end, he found out that there were many people against Jesus, more and more people coming up against Jesus, but he kept on following him.
当主耶稣被卖的那一天晚上，他对门徒说，牧人要被击打，羊群就要分散。
On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he said that the Son of Man shall be arrested, and that the shepherd will be taken, and then the sheep will scatter.
彼得说，别人都会离开，我一定不会。
Peter said, everyone else may leave you, but I will never leave you.
耶稣说，今天晚上鸡叫以前，彼得，你要三次不认我。
And then Jesus said to Peter, before the cock crows next morning, you'll deny me at least three times.
彼得说是不可能的，我就是跟你一块死，我也不会不认你。
And Peter came back and rebuked Jesus, saying, that's not true. No way can that happen. I will even go to death with you.
当时彼得所表现的是多么大的勇气。
You can see the courage in Peter.
他对自己是多么有把握。
He has so much confidence in himself.
可是圣经上告诉我们，什么人认为他不会跌倒，他就是第一个要跌倒的。
But the Bible said very clearly, whoever thinks that he will never fall will be the first person to fall.
谁能够相信彼得讲了这个话只有几个钟头，当耶稣被人家抓去的时候，彼得果然三次不认主。
Who can believe that only a few hours later, after Jesus was arrested, Peter denied three times that he even knew Jesus?
这个世界上，假如你想要找到一个十全十美的人，只有一个，就是耶稣。
You can look around the world trying to find that perfect person. You can't find anyone except one. That's Jesus.
1980年又快要到圣诞节的时候。
1980 is about to end and we're approaching Christmas of 1980.
我很喜欢有一篇短的文章。
I really like a very short article.
讲到耶稣的一生。
Talking about the life of Jesus.
1900多年以前有一个婴孩奇异的降生。
Over 1900 years ago, a little baby was born.
他生于贫穷，长于卑贱。
He was born
poverty.
Miraculously and also born into poverty.
他的一生当中从来没有走过远的路。
He never traveled very far.
他没有财富，没有权势。
He had no status and no great positions.
他的亲戚朋友没有一个人是有很高的地位的人。
No one among his relatives were celebrities or occupy a very high position.
他到处传道，医治有病的人。
He went about the area he lived preaching and healing many people.
他从来没有做过医生，可是他医治了很多破碎的心，是医生所不能医的。
He has never been a doctor, but he has healed many broken hearts which were not possible.By doctors.
他从来没有写过一本书。
He has never lifted a pen.
可是全世界没有一个图书馆能够容纳得下所有有关于他的著作。
But not one single library in the world can possibly house all the writings about him.
他从来没有写过一首歌曲。
He has never written a poem.
但是他供给了世界上许多爱好音乐的人那个诗歌的主题。
But through him, or he has given this world.Many, many hymns, many, many beautiful songs.
他从来没有办过一所学校。
He has never organized a school.
可是所有的学校都不能夸耀有他那么多自愿的学生。
But no one school in this world can possibly have enough room to house all the students who follow his teaching.
他从来没有率领过一支军队。
He has never organized an army.
他没有开过一枪一弹。
He has never fired a single shot.
可是好多好多的人都自愿的做一个跟随他的人。
But he has many, many soldiers who follow him.
他被钉在十字架上，距现在已经有1900多年，可是今天他还是活着。
Interestingly, it's been over 1900 years since he was nailed to the cross, and yet today he still lives.
当年当他降生的时候，希律王想要杀他，却不能杀死他。
The year when he was born, the king at that time wanted to kill him, but that he was not successful.
当他33岁的时候，他自愿地把他交给罪人，钉死在十字架上，可是坟墓却不能够拘禁他。
But when he was 33, he willingly gave himself to sinners to crucify him, but the grave, the tomb cannot possibly bound him.
我们可能在永恒里跟他同在，也可能跟他分离。 spend our eternity.
And to us, we can either spend eternity with him, or we can spend eternity apart from him. This is the Jesus we preach. He is the greatest Savior. Let us pray.
神啊，我们知道耶稣基督你已经得着那超乎万民之上的名。
Father God, we know that the Lord of our life, Jesus himself, has received a name that's above all names.
有一天所有的人都要歌唱赞美你。
One day in the future, whether they want it or not, every person in this world will confess in their mouth that Jesus is Lord.
所有的人都要向你跪拜。
All men would kneel to worship him.
感谢主，你开我们属灵的眼睛，当别人都还在沉睡的时候，让我们已经先认识了耶稣基督。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for enlightening us. When everyone else is blinded, we're able to see who you really are.
哦，神啊，我们感谢你。
God, we really thank you.
赞美你。
We really praise you.
奉主的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.